Bibles with me to John chapter 21. I'm going to be looking at verses 15 through 17 to start out, depending on time. Before we do that, though, James, I'm just going to call you up. You do a much better job at this than I do. Brother, thank you.
Yes, sir. You want me to talk about both?
Please.
So as we were mentioning in first service, just a couple of things we wanted to share. We do have coming up, it's October 24th, 25th, is the men's retreat. We do have a sign up in the back. As Brian mentioned this morning, if something changes, you don't think you can come now, but between now and then you can, just let us know. Let us or Brian know. And we'll make room for you, but you've got to make some arrangements with the place that we're staying. And so this is kind of the time frame. They want to know some of these things to get everything reserved. So if you feel like you're going to be able to come, if you would just sign up in the back, that way Brian has an idea of how many of us are coming. Also in the back, we do have a sign up for our Christmas Vacation Bible School. It is quickly approaching. You would like to help serve either leading up to the VBS or during the days of it, it's going to be December 22nd and 23rd. It's a Monday and Tuesday of that week of Christmas. And we're going to have it in the morning from 9 to 11:30, same kind of time we do during the summer. If you would like to serve beforehand, you can still sign up as well. Just kind of notate that. But if you'd like to serve during the week, you'd make a note of that as well. That way we have an idea of who's going to be here. On Sunday, October, I think it's the 19th, which is the third Sunday. I know I'm giving you a lot of dates. I should have probably had you take out a pen and paper first. But
just text to him or something.
Yeah. And we're going to send out an email on it. These things will be in the bulletin and on the calendar as well. But on the 19th, if you're planning to serve during the days of the CVBS, we really need you to be here for that meeting. We're going to have it after the second service on that Sunday. There's just some things we're going to go over about our serving in VBS that is really good for us to all be there together. So if for some reason you can't stay, let me know, but we would like to have everybody there for that meeting on the 19th of October. Any other questions, reach out to me or Savannah or Diane, and we'll be happy to answer those for you.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, brother.
So, if you'll turn with me to John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, and this is Christ's words to Peter, and I think it's good periodically to keep coming back to just biblical foundational truth. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "What? Tend my lambs." So, we're dealing with, they're going to be pastoring in that church. "Tend my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." So Christ is given clear direction. Shepherd my sheep. Come into 17. He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" I can understand that. And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." There's a directing. There's a feeding. There's a nurturing. How? So the question is, how? Because we know he's speaking in the realm. This is a metaphorical thing. So how do you do that? So if you turn me to 1 Timothy chapter 3. What is a church's leadership to do? Shepherd the sheep, tend the lamb, tend the sheep. That is a responsibility that God had gave Peter. And so what we want to come back to is, what is the Word of God telling us? And let's allow the Word of God to shepherd and tend and to direct us. As Christians, we want to keep coming back to, what does the Bible say? Not what does man say, not what do you say, not what I say, what does the Bible say? If you come with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, "But in case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God. So how should one carry himself? Which is the church of the living God. The word church would be called out ones. So we're called out, as 2 Corinthians would say, come out from among them and be separate. We're no longer a part of the world. We've made a decision to receive Christ. Yes. Church of the living God. What is the church? The pillar and support of the truth. So what will that look like? If you'll turn me to John 14. So we're tending, we're shepherding. The church is the pillar and support of truth. What will that look like? John 14, verse 6, it's always going to point you to Jesus. Why? It's not going to point you to man. It's not going to point you to a movement. It's always going to point to Jesus. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So he's the truth. So what is the pillar and support of truth? It is Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. As I begin to think through offertory, the Lord began to stir my heart. And John chapter 3, verse 30 is pretty clear. We must decrease, he must increase. As I begin to think about the past 3 weeks in our country, I'm beginning to see things unfold. I'm beginning to see things happen. I'm beginning to hear things. And my Bible radar goes up. And we are the pillar and support of truth. I'm beginning to see things in the world of a mixing. Babylon is the word to mix. And I am hearing and I'm seeing the sense of wanting to take Christianity or being a follower of Christ and amalgamate it into a conservative movement. These are two different things, brothers and sisters. Two different things. We've been called to share the gospel. As I begin to think upon the past 3 weeks of everything that's happening, we're watching a big divide take place in our country. Now, should someone vote? Yes, vote. Biblical principle. Always come back to biblical principle. But our message is not a conservative message. It is a gospel message. And if you begin to allow yourself, I'll put it another way, what I'm watching take place is the church and Christians are being pulled in to this political movement. And I'm watching it happen, and I'm hearing it happen. And what, as a pastor, we need to tend. And we want to bring us back to the church is different. The church is not a political movement on either side of the aisle. If I was to take you to John, I'm going to turn with me to John chapter 19. It's actually 18. And he is talking to Pilate. John chapter 18, verses 36 and 37. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. That's where we got to be real careful. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm. Therefore, Pilate said to him, so you are a king. Jesus answered, you say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Do I understand that there's strong movements and things are very said a certain way? I'm hearing political voices that are coming out and attacking the church because the church is not declaring their message. The church is not supposed to declare their message. The church is only supposed to declare the message of Jesus Christ. Should we do what's right? Yes. Romans 13, God ordains all authority. Should we honor authority? Should we vote? Yes. Should we desire to align with biblical principle? Yes. But you start fighting the wrong fight, it won't be long before you'll be looking at the other side of that aisle as a bunch of heathens. Brothers and sisters, we are the heathens. We're all sinners saved by grace. And it's very clear the message of the church is, listen, there is sin. We're not trying to say there's not sin. There's sin. There's sin. It has to be dealt with in every Christian's life, every individual's life. Confess your sin before God. Receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But the message that we're declaring, we stand for what's right, yes. But you do it in such a way by your actions. You also can't throw out the message of Jesus Christ. Come all who are weary and heavy laden, for I'll give you rest. He who is thirsty, come. 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 Free. Drink of it. That's the message we carry. And what I can say is this, as I begin to think upon these 3 weeks, the Lord began to stir my heart. And I began to think upon a lot of these young individuals that have been so influenced by forces of darkness to go into such the recesses and circles of this world to begin to do things to their own bodies. And they can't say a word, because if they do, that they're doubting whatever movement this is. If they say a word, they're going to be ostracized on both sides of the aisle. Brothers and sisters, this is where the church comes into play. We are the ones that say, okay, Lord, I hear what you're saying. I've got to stay right here in the center of that cross. I don't care if they're on the left or they're on the right. The message I'm declaring is come. All who are weary, come. Come receive forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Come drink of the waters until your belly's full. Come drink. Receive the forgiveness of God. I don't care if they're left. I don't care if they're right. I don't care if they dressed one way or that way or what color. It doesn't matter. Brothers and sisters, we were all sinners at one point in time in our life. Such were some of us, Corinthians would say. So a part of what I wanted to share with you today is Scripture is very clear. The church is different. We're not left. We're not right. We're Jesus. And we don't care if they come from whatever side of the aisle they come from. We want to proclaim the message. We can get so caught up in fighting the wrong fight that we're going to miss some of those lost and broken souls that are out there because of the choices that they've made or choices that have been made for them in their life. And we're going to miss them because we literally ostracize and alienate one whole half of our country. So church, if I could beckon you today and appeal to you, let's come back to the cross of Jesus Christ. Let's stay there. Let's remember what our calling is. Our calling is to preach that gospel. We do what's right by the actions of our life. We don't skate around and say something. If something's wrong, we say it's wrong. If something says that doesn't line up, it doesn't line up. We understand. But I'm doing it because I love them. I'm doing it because I want to see them rescued. I'm not doing it because I'm trying to condemn them. If that was the case, we'd all be condemned, brothers and sisters. So may we as this church and may the true churches all over the world come back to, we're here to proclaim a different message. It is the message of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, if we'll do that, we'll see the hand God move in a real way, and we'll see the work of God move in our lives and in your life in very unique and amazing ways, the way God works. And we'll see people coming from all different walks of life, no different than what we got here right now. So shall we pray, and may the Lord add more to his number. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we understand that we're all sinners and we all fall short of the glory of God, Lord. Who am I to think less of any other human being on this earth? Lord, I've made such terrible mistakes in my life. That I'm ashamed of. But God, your grace is from everlasting to everlasting. Your arms are stretched out wide on that cross and you're saying, come. All who are weary and heavy laden, come and I'll give you rest. Lord, that's the message we're going to preach. May you give us boldness in these days ahead. We're not going to bow down from oppression. I don't care if it's from the left or to the right. Lord, may you strengthen us. May you strengthen us that we don't bow down, not us. But Lord, may we remember that the message that we're declaring is the message of love. We're not shirking sin. What's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And we know that, Lord. But the reason why we share is because we want to see people rescued from the wrong way of thinking, the wrong influences, and we want to see people born again, rejuvenated in you through the Holy Spirit to be with you forever in heaven, Lord. May you sanctify this church for that work, and may you strengthen us, Lord, against all comers in the sense of we're just going to say, listen, this is what the Bible says, and hey, this is what we believe. So if you want to persecute us, so be it. But this is what the Word of God says. Lord, may you be glorified. May your Son be glorified. And may you strengthen us in these days ahead to stay focused on your message. In Jesus' name, amen.